From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. With former Utah Governor John Huntsman's brother, Peter Huntsman, confirming the current ambassador to China is indeed interested in running for president, even if not right away, the speculation that he's stepping down from that position later this month to launch a presidential bid is wrapping up. Every week, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. I began our conversation this week by asking Burr if more people in Washington are starting to notice John Huntsman Jr.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, less than a month from now, the ambassador to China will be back in the States, will have left his position in Beijing, and start making that process of decision-making, whether he's going to run or not. And I think, people are taking him definitely more serious. The campaign in waiting, the Horizon PAC, which is based in Utah and has a lot of former McCain staffers running it, is really starting to gear up. They've added a lot of people. They're starting to corral some endorsements. They're raising money. So when you start making moves like that, people are going to start taking them more seriously than just a tease earlier this year that he may do something.
And a recent article you pointed out on Political Cornflakes in the Daily Caller said Huntsman's campaign, if he runs, might choose to skip the Iowa caucus meetings, which are a huge first step in any presidential race because they come before all the primary elections, including New Hampshire. If this were to be true, why might he want to do that?
You know, there's a couple things. I think the campaign in waiting is stressing they haven't made any decisions on whether they would skip Iowa. But should you decide to, that one of the main reasons is because that's probably a state he's not going to do very well in. That's a state where you need to have some good name ID. You need to be in the state working it years before and getting endorsements and those kind of things. And Huntsman hasn't had the time to do that. Second part is it's a very, socially conservative state. It's a state that Mitt Romney, for example, worked really, really hard at in 2008.
Right.
And lost to Mike Huckabee. And in part, a lot of people have blamed Romney's Mormon religion, that there's a lot of evangelicals in Iowa, make up a good block of the Republican voters there. And if Huntsman really wants to compete, the better state for him to make a splash and go in and try to win something is New Hampshire, where independents can vote, not just Republicans. The independents can walk into the polling booth and cast their ballots, where someone who, people have said Huntsman's a moderate, he might fare better with somebody in New Hampshire versus Iowa.
And Thomas, today Utah Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee unveiled a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution that has the consensus support of the whole Republican Senate caucus. But one Republican who is not such a fan, though, is former Utah Senator Bob Bennett, whom the Tribune caught up with earlier this week. Why is he balking at this plan by his former Utah colleague Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee?
You know, I actually just came from the news conference here in the Capitol where Mike Lee and Orrin Hatch were standing with a ton of their colleagues, their Republican colleagues, where they unveiled this bill. And I asked them about that. Senator Bennett this week was telling us that he thinks it's very, very dangerous to put an actual percentage in the Constitution. The amendment they want to do would say 18%. The budget in the United States could be no more than 18% of the gross national product.
Mm-hmm.
And Bennett says putting a number in the Constitution, the process to even get it there to change it, would be very dangerous. Down the road there's a huge change to the United States structure of its manufacturing or something like that, and then you obviously then have a lot lower of a gross national product, and therefore the amendment didn't really work very well. But he says it's very dangerous. I asked Mike Lee, just leaving the news conference, whether what he thought of his predecessor's comments, and he said it's very dangerous not to put a percent in. That if the whole point of putting the balanced budget thing in there is to say we need a number set so that every Congress can't come in and change it and say, well, we actually need a little more money this time around.
Uh-huh. And Thomas, talking about Senator Orrin Hatch still, I want to play a pretty animated clip here of him talking with PBS NewsHour on the one-year anniversary of the health care reform law derided as Obamacare by the Republicans. Here's that clip.
I hate to talk this way, but it's true. It is one of the worst pieces of legislation in the history of this country.
Now, along with that clip, our listeners who have looked at Pat Bagley's cartoons in the Salt Lake Tribune saw Hatch singing the I'm a Little Tea Party song before kind of blowing his lid. Is Hatch kind of turning into, you know, Howard Beale from the movie Network here saying, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore?
You know, I think anyone who knows Orrin Hatch has known that he can get very fired up on things. And this is probably more of a reflection of what he's feeling from the public when he goes back to Utah and he gets the anger from people in the Tea Party, regular Utahns, anyone in the business community, and they're mad as hell and they don't want to take it anymore. And so Orrin Hatch is trying to portray that, I'm sure. But he's definitely becoming more animated, and it could be that, you know, hey, he's facing one of the toughest, you know, re-election campaigns he's ever had. Yeah. And if he's not animated, if he's not fired up, then voters are not going to be that interested in him. But I have to tell you, there's a dangerous thing having somebody who's 77 years old so animated and fired up. That's what's going on.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll lead to many more funny cartoons. At least that's my hope anyway.
We'll keep Pat Battley employed, don't worry.
Yeah. And Thomas, the fact that Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed HB 116, a bill creating a guest worker permit for illegal immigrants, has most definitely angered many Republican state delegates, and many of them say if they're delegates at next year's convention, they absolutely will not vote for him in Utah's unique convention system. Do you think there are other Utah GOP politicians who see this as a serious opportunity to slip into the race that maybe wasn't there before? And just throwing out an example, maybe Utah Congressman Rob Bishop.
Yeah, well, Rob Bishop, Jason Chaffetz, I mean, it's definitely created quite an opening because it definitely angered Herbert's base, which is conservative Republicans, and they were not happy with this decision that he made. But you know, Chaffetz was one of the first to say that, you know, hey, look, this is something he should veto. This is not good, and this is a very dangerous thing. Mike Lee said it's unconstitutional. I'm pretty sure this will be brought up, and it's created quite an opening. So now we'll see if anyone capitalizes on it.
Well, you know, Chaffetz has already reserved Chaffetz for Senate.com. I'm pretty sure he's reserved Chaffetz for Governor.com, and who knows what else he has reserved.
I think I'm going to buy ChaffetzForPresident.com just in case he has further aspirations.
You might be too late on that. You might be too late.
Yeah, it's possible.
All right. We've been talking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thomas, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Take care.